Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year. Why? Well, we want to put 1,000 new coats on kids that need them this holiday season. So far, the Rockaholics, you've been doing a great job. It's just $34. That's all it takes to put a brand new American-made coat on a kid that needs one.
We've got over $11,000 raised so far. Of course, We've got that goal of $34,000.
We can do this.
I think so, too. And let's give a shout-out to some people that made some donations, because it's really cool to see the messages that people are putting up at KSW.com. Like Gary, he donated a bunch of money saying kids should not have to worry about clothing. Another person, Tanya, she said, we donate because we understand how it feels as a parent to not be able to afford coats or anything for that matter. To look in your child's eyes and see stress and fear. This is the season to give, to love, and remember that we're all one nation. We're sending money, love, and our hope and prayers that many more reach into their wallets and do the same. We're here to take care of one another. For some reason, some people have forgot that little concept.
And I love the fact that I have resolution issues. So when I give to something, to think that immediately something can be taken care of, $34 will put a brand new American-made coat on a child in need. That can be done. Even if you don't have the full 34, any bit helps. And you know, look, a few people give a little here, there, and there. Next thing you know, there's another coat. So, and it goes to all Pacific Northwest kids. They're American-made coats. There's a lot of great reasons why this is a good thing to do. You want more info? You want to share in your social networks? You want to make that donation? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To everybody, scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. It is time to turn down for Taco.
Turn down for what?
Good authority.
Huh?
I have it on good authority that Sarah actually went and got tacos last night.
Tacos?
Why was she farting this morning?
Wow, that's, no, she told me.
Tacos bring farts, so, I mean, that's a good line of reasoning.
Not for women. You know women do not do that.
Well, I mean, she lives with you. You're bound to hear it from time to time,
right? No, not at all.
Yeah, women don't fart. We fluff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard Vicky or Sarah, as a matter of fact, in my all of knowing them, I've never, ever been experienced with that.
It's not often that you hear a woman want to brag about being a fluffer, but okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's my first job.
Always knew you could do it, kid.
Way to go.
Wow. Let's get to our...
Did she bring any tacos for us since it is today?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm afraid not.
Rude.
She doesn't share much. She's like her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Just won't bring us anything. No. She's good on birthdays. She brings people cupcakes.
Good point. Yeah.
All right.
That is a great pass.
Her brother gives us nothing.
Let's get to our contest. Ever. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Matt in Olympia to take on Steve. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, let's whack it Tuesday.
Oh,
you know what? Your day's weird there, man.
I like the way he thinks so. Get us another day earlier, later in the week. I love that.
Pump it up on Tuesday, too.
No, this is all wrong. No, we're going backwards then, Steve.
Yeah, anything can happen Tuesday, man.
True.
You never know.
These guys.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
With Montreal as its capital, what Canadian province has French as its official language? Yes. What is the name of Bruce Springsteen's backing band?
The E Street Band.
Yes. Cersei, Jaime, and Joffrey Lannister are characters on what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Yes. Nice. In what TV show of the late 80s did Johnny Depp star?
21 Jump Street.
Yes. What is the leftmost letter on the top row of a standard keyboard?
Pass.
What year of the mid-90s was Pulp Fiction released?
95.
No.
96.
No.
94.
Yes. Which pop singer's 2011 concert movie was titled Never Say Never?
Pass.
From which state does NBA's Timberwolves hail?
Minnesota.
Yes. What number uniform did Jackie Robinson wear?
Pass.
What continent is the largest in both population and land mass?
Asia.
Yes. What is the leftmost letter on the top row of a standard keyboard?
B.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Yeah. It's what begins the word QWERTY. I totally missed that, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was W. And then I looked down and I'm going, oh, damn it.
Yeah, you had the
What does that stand for?
It doesn't really, I don't think, stand for anything. I don't know, though.
QWERTY actually just stands for the top letters.
Yeah.
Going from left to right.
Yeah. Well, don't say anything now.
Yeah.
Steve's in here.
Yeah, that's why they call it that word.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you look at it, those are they're in a row.
Oh, yeah. So it's not even really a real word. So, yeah, don't use that in Scrabble. It's not a real word.
I believe I'll tell you. I think I know why later.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, we got to play this game, Steve. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
With Montreal as its capital, what Canadian province has French as its official language?
Montreal. Quebec.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the name of Bruce Springsteen's backing band?
The E Street Band.
Yes. Cersei, Jaime, and Joffrey Lannister are characters on what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Never seen it.
In what TV show of the late 80s did Johnny Depp star?
Oh, 21 Jump Street.
Yes. What is the leftmost
street?
What is the leftmost letter on the top row of a standard keyboard?
Q.
Yes.
Nah,
what year of the mid-90s was Pulp Fiction released?
94.
Yes. Which pop singer's 2011 concert movie was titled Never Say Never?
Michael Jackson.
No.
James Bond.
No, James Bond.
That was a movie.
I'm going to go Lady Gaga.
No.
Damn it.
From which state does NBA's Timberwolves hail?
Minnesota.
Yes. What number uniform did Jackie Robinson wear?
42.
Yes. What continent is both the largest in population and landmass?
Asia.
Yes. And Steve, you get 9 out of 10, which is a win.
Oh.
Sorry, man.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Another one bites the dust. There goes Maddie.
Yep. Another one bites the dust. The only one you both missed, Never Say Never, was which pop star's concert movie?
Britney?
No.
Was it Madonna?
No.
Christina Aguilera.
Think Burrito.
It's Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh.
Think Burrito. That's a fake news story, buddy.
I know, but everyone knows about it now.
Yeah.
So it might as well be real. So what did you start talking about, the QWERTY thing?
Well, I remember back when we used to have to enter stuff on the keyboard on your TV screen, they would give you the alphabetical keyboard or the QWERTY keyboard, because some people didn't ever learn typing, so the only way they could actually go get letters and hunt and peck is they would put it in alphabetical order for me. And it was when you had to do anything on your TV where you had to, like, you know, take the controller and highlight letters. A lot of people needed the alphabetic because they didn't know typing.
Oh, and so yeah, just call it QWERTY because it's the top row there.
QWERTY.
Yep. Yeah. It actually makes sort of a word, but like I said, it's not really a word, so don't use it in Scrabble.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Has it not been added to the dictionary yet?
I have no idea. I haven't done any research.
I bet it might have been.
At this point, I feel like it has. They put in so many stupid words. I wouldn't be surprised if QWERTY's one of them.
That would be that would surprise me.
Well, we'll see if somebody will look it up. But
yep. Vicky, is it?
Yeah.
Officially a word.
It's in the dictionary.
Dictionary.com.
QWERTY.
Wow. It's a Scrabble word now.
Wow. I think people would argue that one, but
how can you argue it? It's there. It's on the internet. Therefore, it's true.
Yes.
It's as true as Justin Bieber eating a burrito wrong.
Touche. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Steve, I got a story here that pretty much says that 34% of America hates Vicky B. I can't believe it, but
wow.
It's right there.
I'm part of the other 60-something. Six.
Aww. There you go. Good job, buddy.
Yes, I'm a 66%er.
Aww. Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm ever going to say nice about Vicky.
A new survey was done by The Hollywood Reporter, and they asked over 2,000 people, because that's a lot of people of the millions that live in our country.
That's about 80% of Americans?
Yeah, right? Sure, yeah. So they said, sure, we'll talk to 2,000 people and ask them about their viewing habits and how often they binge watch shows. Binging is so commonplace that 83% of Americans say they binge watch something at least once a month. Only 7% said they never do it. And it's been 5 years since Netflix started letting people do that.
Do you remember the first show that led to people wanting to binge watch stuff, aka the first original series that was on Netflix?
Oh,
because that's how it all started, was them throwing it, I would imagine.
Well, that's a good question. The first original series, you say?
Yes.
I don't. Do you?
I do because I was reading about it. That's why I thought that was interesting, and which is why I brought it up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I know the answer.
I don't know the
That'd
answer.
That'd be weird of me to ask a question that I didn't know an answer to, which is pretty much every other day.
Yeah, really. Sure. That's why I'm surprised you have this Vicky. Answer.
What? Do you know?
Well, yeah, I just looked it up.
Why would you look it up?
Because you asked a question, I looked it up.
It's a fun trivia question.
I didn't know until
you guys suck at
up.
Trivia night.
You know, Danny? Here's the thing. She never looks anything
I
up.
Do.
The one time you ask a trivia question is when she actually looks
win.
It up.
I can never win. Yeah,
well, in this situation, you're right. I'm part of the 34% that hate Vicky now.
They don't 34%. Even hate me.
Are you sure they don't hate you?
Yeah.
Do you binge watch television?
Yeah.
34% of people hate binge watching television.
They hate binge watching television. They don't hate me.
That's you are a binge watching bee. They don't like you.
You know why I think they don't like binge watching TV? It's just like saying, ugh, I hate that, you know, sugary foods taste so good or bad foods taste so good. You hate it because you love it. They do it all the time, so they love to hate it.
I will tell you why I don't like it.
We still
After Steve
to
gives
the
me the answer to his question.
Yes. Dan, do you know the answer?
Fuller House.
No.
Oh.
That was not the first original
No, not
Netflix
that.
Show.
Not 5 years. It was five
that's,
years ago.
That's when I started watching Netflix, was Fuller House.
Rev.
Wow. I already knew the answer.
Everybody's cheating.
Wow. I know. I just already knew it for a while ago. I didn't want to just
give
it out,
wait,
though.
Hold on a second. If he knows the answer, then that's not cheating if he already knows. It's not like Vicky, where she just looked it up.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so you can answer it.
Oh, okay. House of Cards.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, that's right. House of Cards.
And I didn't binge watch it, but my wife did.
I tried to. I thought it was good, but not good enough for me to want to keep watching it.
I would watch every, like, third episode whenever she would watch it. I'd sit down and maybe watch that and be like, all right, cool, I'm caught up. I'll go do something else now.
That was the first show back in 2013, released all 13 episodes at once.
Wow.
See, the first one that got me, and I feel like a lot of other people, was Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's what got me. You're absolutely right. That was my first binge watch show on Netflix. So that's the thing, man. There's something about some shows I think are really, really good if they're just weekly. You know, for some reason, it's too much to have them just dropped on me.
Plus, also, if you binge watch it, then you're done. And then you have to wait a ridiculous amount of time until the show comes back. And by the time the show comes back, I forgot even what the original season was about anyway.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah. Yeah. Thank God some of those shows have catch-up shows where you go, okay, here's what happened last season because we know you forgot.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Say it! They're wild. And on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever it is you want to talk about, Listeners on the Loose, it don't matter. You get to pick that topic. But do remember, if you're picking something, if you're taking control of the show, Steve has one rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we will be gone. And we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. Let's go to Steve in Spanaway, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Steve, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I really love you guys.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much for being with us, buddy. What you got?
All right, so I'm gonna get right into this because it's kind of a long story, but I'm going to keep it short and sweet so I don't get the gong. But I think it was Vicky that was talking about dying while doing taxes, and I actually have kind of a bittersweet story related to that. So,
well, you're still alive, so as far as I know, it should be.
Are we sure
sweet?
He is?
Oh. Not me. So my dad's younger brother, he was a great guy, but very rough around the edges, and he was involved with drugs and whatnot.
But he
was also a very heavy gambler, but he was very successful. And in the last few months of his life, he was actually being audited and investigated by the IRS.
Oh yeah.
And about a month into the process, he actually had a heart attack and died.
Oh.
And,
yeah.
And so my dad, he was the oldest sibling in the family, so we hired a lawyer and an accountant, and an autopsy was done, and he actually his heart was totally jacked up from all the drugs that he did. But the IRS, it ended up nobody had to pay them a dime.
Is it because he passed away, or because they found him innocent?
No, because he passed away. He didn't have a wife, a girlfriend. He didn't have any kids.
So it's done.
They tried to come after my my grandparents, my dad's parents, but they it ended up that so obviously my uncle gave them the middle finger. My grandparents were able to give them the middle finger. Nobody paid them a dime, and they were out for the money they were trying to get. So it was very bittersweet. Bitter because he was awesome, but sweet because we all got to say SOL to the IRS.
Yeah, dude, and boy, that's...
And he got out without having to deal with all that crap.
Yeah, I mean, that's... And he was smart. He didn't leave that burden on anybody. He led his crazy life the way he did, and then he ended it on his terms. And, you know, I'll tell you, man, anybody that gets audited by the IRS, hire yourself a tax lawyer. You will be so happy because they make it sound like they know what they're talking about and scare the crap out of you. But in reality, these are people that some of them are not making a lot of money. A lot of them don't even know their own...
Fired against its Uncle Sam, huh?
Dude,
BJ?
I've had it happen.
You're going head to head with Uncle Sam.
Thank God I hired a tax lawyer because they told me that I owed them money, and then after the tax lawyer got a hold of it, they ended up having to pay me five figures.
Whoa! Oh yes,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. Where was our pizza party?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, seriously. Wait a second.
Yeah,
you won the lottery and didn't share with us.
I know. Ooh. I mean, it was a beating.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Because they were like, dude, you owe us a lot of money and you better pay it now. And I was just telling me I couldn't claim things that I could claim. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's totally legal. I had to go get a lawyer. And luckily, I mean, first of all, I was so happy when he said, you don't owe any money. He goes, now you want the good news? Mm-hmm. I go, I thought that was the good news. He goes, oh, no, they owe you a lot of money because I underfiled. They go, he said, dude, why didn't you claim this, and this? And I go, I don't know. I feel like an idiot, but.
See those lap dances at Fox's because we mention them from time to time? That does matter.
It does matter. Mm-hmm. So and sometimes your accountant, your CPA isn't enough. A tax lawyer is the way to go if
Damn.
You ever get audited. Please.
I didn't know that you fought the law. And
I won.
And BJ won.
Yeah.
Buddy. That's not how the song goes.
Yeah, well, you know what? Tell my song.
It was the alternate version.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we should have a pizza party.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah, get us some pizza, BJ.
All right. I mean, you know what? I feel good, so good about it now. I'm willing to do it.
Wow.
I probably did have a pizza party, but you know I'm old and forgot, right? You guys are always going to have me have a pizza party every day because I can't remember anything.
Sounds like a great idea.
Listeners,
be the best day ever.
On the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Did they build a bowling alley above us or something? Because I feel like someone's rolling.
I know. I've been hearing that all morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if the listeners can hear it, but it sounds like people are rolling bowling balls on the ceiling above us.
That's awesome. Imagine there is a bowling alley up there and we haven't been invited to it.
Yeah, I'm hearing it now. You're right.
Wow.
The only thing I'm not hearing is the crash of the pins. These guys are bad bowlers. That's all I know.
Or maybe silent pins.
Oh.
The whole building is shaking. Like, I feel it on my...
Say that, Danny.
Oh, that's weird because I'm about to read a text that says, where were you guys during the last big earthquake?
Oh.
Are we about to have one right here, right now?
Dude, that's nuts. I was at work at the radio station.
Oh, man, I was coming off of a massive bender from Vegas.
Really?
Yes, a massive bender. This is like back in the crazy days of just we went hard. And I came back and I woke up in my whole apartment. I lived on John Street in Queen Anne. And the whole room, I thought it was just because I was so messed up from everything that was in my system.
Why wouldn't you think that?
So I'm thinking, this is just me just having the spins. And then I realized, oh, no, I'm not having the spins. This my apartment is shaking. And it was that massive earthquake. I put the blankets over my head thinking that would save me.
Yeah, it was stuff when it falls on you, Steve, it'll hit you as hard with a blanket over your head or not.
I figured I held it a little high up enough, it'll kind of create a little bit of a buffer.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because your arms can hold you really...
Bro,
you know,
I was too hungover. I couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, dude.
Imagine that's the way I go out.
Go under the bed, at least.
That would require me getting off of the bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the safest place either. I mean, what do they say, a doorway, bathtub, I don't know, someplace like that.
But it finally settled. I got up, went outside, there was like a building, and I don't know, some guy that just evaluates old buildings. And he was outside of our building, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm just checking to see the structure because some of the bricks on the top part did loosen up and stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow, have you been to a bunch of places? He goes, no, this is the first place I came to because I figured it'd be the first one to go.
Oh,
and
damn.
And I was just like, need to get out of this apartment complex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's not a good bill of sale on that particular place to live.
But that was scary.
Wow.
And then the other minor was, there was another earthquake before that. That wasn't nearly as big, but I remember I was working as a temp somewhere at a...
I wasn't here for that one. I was here for Nisqually, and I think that was the only one that we've had since I've been here.
That was the super big one.
Yeah.
And that one was crazy because we were on one of those buildings that had the rollers.
Oh.
So it felt like you were surfing. It was very weird. And you got to see which people like really lose their minds and which people don't. And my boss, he lost his mind and he was screaming and yelling like a little kid. And it was hilarious when it finally subsided because we're all looking at him like, this is our boss.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't recover from that, can you?
What about you, Rev? Where were you?
Jeez. I was
on the toilet.
I was not on the toilet. I was on my ass playing EverQuest.
There you were. Yeah.
I had just finished my security guard shift, and I was sitting at home playing EverQuest, and everything started shaking. This was when I was living with the PLP and his girl at the time.
Did you spill your Mountain Dew?
I did not. And in fact, I didn't even lose my internet connection
because
I ran in. I ran to the bathroom to stand in the doorway because it was the only safe spot. And then when it stopped, I went back to the game. I was still playing, and I just sat right back down.
Look at you, ran to the doorway like a guy that knows what to do.
Yeah, it was the only time I haven't really panicked when something like that's happened.
So you said they were in the fourth grade, didn't get under my desk until it was over. Ha ha. Yeah, you did that wrong.
Yeah,
what was like you, Steve?
I'm trying to remember.
Do you remember
the Nisqually one? I just remember there was a really, really big earthquake when I was a kid, and my dad worked late night, so my brother and I would, you know, go sleep with my mom in her bed. And the whole house started shaking, and I thought it was my dad slamming the door, and we all panicked, and we all just kind of hugged together, like, this is it. But I don't remember the Nisqually
one. That was a Nisqually one.
Was that at night?
No, the Nisqually one was
like,
in the...
It was like 9 or 10
in the
morning.
Yeah, it was in the morning.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
But I was also up in Lake Stevens, so I don't know if I would have felt it.
The one you're talking about, I remember that one as well. It was
97 or 98.
Yeah, it was around that time because I remember we were coming home, my mom and I, from Incredible Universe when it was still at the Super Mall. And we missed it because we were driving and didn't notice it at all. And everyone was like, did you feel that earthquake? And I was like, no.
Dude, isn't that nuts? So that was within 2 years or 3 years. There were two pretty, you know
kind of around that time. Yeah.
You could feel it. And we haven't had much since. I know we've had some, but I haven't felt any.
We're supposed to get the big one, BJ.
Oh,
so I just texted you guys still talking about earthquakes, right? No, I was talking about a different big one.
Yeah, that's right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. As listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about people who don't park properly in those parking spots because we had some audio of a woman freaking out on a guy because his car was too close to her car, even though she parked like a moron. Somebody says, I have a really tiny car, so I love it when I find D-bags in the middle of two parking spots, taking them both up so that no one will hit their door. So I snuggle right up next to them because I have room in that 3/4 of a spot next to them. LOL.
That is awesome. Yeah, I know. I hate that too. But, you know, people are really pissed off about parking. You are seeing more and more parking arguments.
The worst of the guys that were girls, I don't know who they are, but they do the diagonal spot where they had taken up three spots.
Yeah.
I've seen that before, and it's just like, man, taking up two is bad enough as it is, but do you think your car is that special that you need three spots?
Yeah, really. Well, there was a woman at Home Depot, and she was at a parking lot, and she began yelling at this guy because she thought he parked too close to her. But in reality, it was her that parked really too close to him. She parked like an idiot, not him. But that didn't stop her from going off on him, even though he was trying to be reasonable with the explanation.
I can't park in my car. My daughter has to get in. When you open that door,
does she do this a lot? Is she okay?
No, she's fine. The car is parked too close to her car.
Do you see your tire? Let's get serious. You see the line that separates these? Now come over here. Come over here. Come on. This is just for fun. No, come here. Look. And then look at this. You need to stay within the lines.
So do you.
Look, I'm perfectly between the lines.
Pero estás loca.
Oh. En español, por favor.
Don't call women crazy. You're crazy.
Think she may be a little crazy. Actually, she gets crazier in the next.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. She was set off. That crazy line, yeah, don't call a woman crazy. And
she gets pecker crazy.
Yeah, she went pecker crazy in this next one.
Look, you little driving a car like that, you're not happy, man. You're an old fart.
I am.
You're too old to be driving a car like that. It's too big for you.
I'm in disbelief.
Pecker? Yeah, I bet you are. Look and you drive
this,
like it.
This is something
you drive
original.
Like it, you little tiny pecker.
This is
so
original.
You need that. That is your isn't it?
Nice.
You proud of your old, but it's your car, ain't you? Yeah, I can't get it up. Viagra, my, you stupid. Now you're getting off fighting with a woman, you yeah. little pecker.
I'm not fighting at all.
Go on, man, because I'll take you down.
That's threatening, but it's not. I'm just.
Block that correctly.
I'm just being entertained, frankly. I'm in disbelief.
I'm guessing he has the four-door Jeep.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would you think it's an extension of his you-know-where?
Yeah. And he's Tiny P-Man is what he is.
Is there a car that you're too old to have?
Yeah, I think if you're driving around in a fancy sports car at a certain age, I think people think, yeah, you should be.
Really?
Whether or not that's true, I think people feel that way.
Like what? I mean, because typically a lot of the, I always think that if you're older, that's when you have the money to afford.
I agree.
The nicer cars. So I never judge somebody, and it's a Jeep. We're not talking
maybe
about.
Maybe a Beetle.
Okay.
Maybe you, if you're, you know, if you're driving around in a Volkswagen Beetle, you know, like the bugs, and you are, you know, you're in your 70s, maybe you're out of 60s,
oh,
I don't know.
That'd be cute. Like a little lady driving a bug.
With the little eyelashes on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're, things, you're right, right, Vicky. There's maybe middle-aged people you might give, what the heck? But women can drive anything. I don't know. What is there a car that a man can, you like, you go, there's no way a man should be driving this.
One of those little red Miatas. Like, dude should never drive those things.
See, I'm always anti those PT Cruisers.
Oh, that's another anti guy. A lot of folks don't like guys driving.
I remember I had that once as a rental, and I never felt more uncomfortable. And I'm a man who's been in a minivan or a station wagon, and that was just not my thing. But some people love them. I mean, there's some people out there, and there's like, you know, fan pages on social medias. You know, I've never been a guy, a fan of any of those Mini Coopers, but there's people out there that, I mean, I have neighbors
that love
them.
They
have multiple ones. It's just everybody's taste is different.
Yeah, I you're right, Steve. There's a lot of older dudes that will drive the Porsches and, you know, and the cars like that.
I just never thought about a car being something that you're too old to be in.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time trying to figure out what car would be that.
I think she was just pissed.
Yeah, she was just trying to hit him.
She was trying to hit him. As soon as he said she was crazy, which she felt, I guess, must have been a low blow, she immediately went to all the places she thought would hurt him, talking about his pecker.
Someone says, shut up, Rav. Miatas are awesome little sports cars.
Oh, yep, found the guy with the Miata.
There you go.
Someone says, you're triggering car dudes everywhere. Drive whatever you want, besides Miatas.
Thank you.
Oh, you have to stay in your own lane. Hey, that's actually a proper reference, too.
Because you're in a car.
Yeah.
Someone says, PT loser, Steve.
Oh, well. There you go. That we're just making friends everywhere.
Although I do like the ones with the wood paneling on it. So
oh,
ridiculous.
Dude, those look like they're like bad, like
bad
surfer
station wagon.
Yeah, bad surfer station wagons. Totally. Yeah.
I miss those woodies because I think that's what they used to call those surfer station wagons. They used to call
they're
them
called woodies.
I believe
really?
So.
Yeah. Oh, because of wood.
Yeah, I think that's what they called them the Beach Boy days, if I'm not mistaken. If Uncle Chris was here, he'd tell us. But
what about a little smart car?
Yeah, you know
those are just adorable.
Yeah, it's. I think it's funny when I see a big dude getting out of one of those or a Mini Cooper
they're
or trying to get in.
Dude, I remember Gregor and I, we did something where at like a car show at the Washington Convention Center. Not the Convention Center, WAMU. And we both sat in, Gregor's like 6'5".
Yeah, he's a tall dude.
And the two of us sat in a smart car, and both we felt rather comfortable.
Really? Isn't that crazy? Cool.
Yes.
Because it looks like it's clowns getting into a car when you see big people going into that. It's like, is that like a clown car? But you're right. People have said what you just said.
Now, granted, you're not going to be able to, if you play drums, you're kind of SOL.
You can't play drums in the car?
Bring your stuff around.
All you can fit in there is maybe like a tom or a snare drum.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you don't need a lot of storage space, that's the thing with me is I always need storage space. If I'm driving in a vehicle, usually I'm going to, you know, I get groceries or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any car. Like, I saw a girl getting gas at the gas station. And she had an H2 Hummer. And I just thought that was weird. Like, you haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah.
And seeing a girl behind it. I don't know. It wasn't it. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. You're not masculine enough to have this car.
You have a tiny pecker. Right. Get out of that car.
But it was just like, for a second, I did a double take. I'm like, whoa, that's kind of interesting. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone in a Hummer in a while.
Yeah, you know what? There needs to be more Hummers.
Mm. Really?
Especially chicks with Hummers. Yeah.
Especially since the parking spaces are bad. Well, where do you park a Hummer?
Yeah, nowhere.
I was going to ask, like, if somebody takes up multiple, like, let's say they really have a nice car and they don't want anybody to hit it and they're going to take up multiple spaces. What if they do it at the very, very back of the, like, wherever they're parking at where nobody parks?
I don't care as long as there's enough room. But a lot of times there's, you know, there's not enough room and people still do it. And I get, like, parking. I hate it when they do it in the garage, the underground garages. It's like, dude, it's tough to get spaces in underground garages.
Yep.
You can't take two. People do it anyway.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at their different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.